Could there be anything more San Francisco than a 20-year-old from Ohio playing guitar on the street?
I'm working on a musical project called KNOW, and I've been here for about 2.5 months this time. It's a traveling rock and roll circus we're working on.
Samuel Warber is following a decades-long tradition of artists, musicians, and other assorted wanderers who came to San Francisco to find themselves and to be part of a more accepting society. It's the last place you might expect a law that bans people from sitting on the sidewalks, even musicians like Warber. But in the November 2010 election, that's just what happened.
This law is going to most directly affect the most vulnerable people in our community, people who need services while services are being drastically cut in our city.
Andy Blue was one of the organizers of the Sidewalks Are for People campaign. They worked to try to defeat a ballot initiative titled Proposition L that banned anyone from sitting or lying on San Francisco sidewalks between 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Voters approved the Prop L law 53-47%.
Sidewalks are for people, no on L. Sidewalks are for people.
The No on L campaign held numerous colorful, creative rallies, and their stickers could be seen all over town. But they only raised about $10,000. Supporters of the ban, led by business owners and the Chamber of Commerce, spent around $500,000 to fund their campaign. They focused on stories of gutter punks and street kids hanging out in the legendary Hate District. Karina Rogers manages a toy store called Kid Robot, a half a block from the intersection of Hate and Ashbury. Her store has a Yes on L sign in the window.
A few months ago, my assistant manager got bitten by a dog from a homeless guy, which I don't know if he's a real homeless or not, but he was really dirty.
One of the people who's sitting on the streets.
San Francisco resident Jen Vandergriff is in favor of the sit-lie ban. Its official name was the Civil Sidewalks Initiative.
Yes, ban it. Because I take my grandchildren out and they see some drunk laying in the gutter with pee coming out of them and everything, and that's no way for a child to be raised.
What are you going to do about those people? Where are they going to go?
Well, there's more shelters in this town. It's their choice to live in the street. They need to be, ship them out of town.
But San Francisco doesn't have enough shelter beds or services for its homeless population. With at least 6,000 homeless in the city, there are only enough emergency beds every night for about one-third of the people who need one. And even San Francisco Police Chief George Gascon, a big supporter of the sit-lie ban, admits the law probably won't prevent people from sitting and lying on the sidewalk because there aren't enough police to enforce it.
You know, I have absolutely no interest in doing anything that will impact homelessness in a negative way. This is really about looking for a fair solution to creating a better quality of life for people that are doing business, residents in some neighborhoods that, quite frankly, today are being harassed and even in some cases are being, you know, physical assaults.
But critics of the sit-lie law point out that assault, harassment, even spitting on passersby are all already illegal. They say giving the police more powers is likely to lead to abuse.
The main argument they have is fear. It's not based on policy. It's not based on the laws that don't exist. It's really about people's perception about homeless people and homeless young people in general.
John Avalos is a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. The board voted down the sit-lie ban in early 2010, but Mayor Gavin Newsom, who supports the ban, put it on the ballot himself.
Back in the late 90s, there were discussions about super predators, why we needed to have stronger gang laws and stronger penalties. And this is all part of it. Now we have these super predator type homeless kids who are on Hate Street. That is not the reality. I've been going down Hate Street for like 20 years now, and it hasn't changed much at all. It's a place that has a mix of tourists, local people, local residents shopping, going to cafes, and a lot of homeless kids. That it's traditionally been like that.
Indeed, walking down Hate Street, out-of-towners say the street life is part of what they expect of this historic neighborhood.
It's part of the culture. I mean, I'm not from San Francisco, but it seems like part of the culture of hate.
Well, that's one of the things they're saying for out-of-towners. It makes it uncomfortable and people are getting harassed.
Yeah. You don't want to homogenize it. Yeah. I'm from New York and that's kind of what happens. So
there are some of them in Prague.
left cement from?
Sometimes plenty, yeah.
And do people get mad?
No, I don't think so. It's not so bad, and they are not really bothering anybody. It's just, I think it's just something which is in every big city, so I don't know if there is a big city without these people, so.
Jason Lean is one of those street people.
We're just sitting, not doing anything, you know, just sitting around, having a good time, and just hanging out and stuff.
Looking grimy on the sidewalk next to his mangy dog, Lean's sitting near the corner of Haight and Masonic. He says in his few months living on San Francisco's streets, he's occasionally harassed by the cops, and he expects that will only increase now. Under the new law, after a warning by police, there's a $100 fine for the first offense. That rises to $500 and 30 days in jail for repeat offenders.
Basically, low income, no income, and the elderly. So that's basically who's going to be affected. It's economic profiling. That's basically what it is.
Jessica Noggle has worked at the All You Need restaurant on Haight Street for 5 years.
I just imagine what it would be like to be down and out and feeling like you kind of have nothing and none of the benefits of society, and then to have people come along and say, like, oh, by the way, we'd also like it if you just kind of got off the street. And it's like, there's no other answer, there's nowhere to go, so it's basically saying, we'd really just wish you would disappear. And to me, I can't imagine how that would feel, but I bet it would be really bad. I bet it would feel like the world was basically turning against you and wanted you to die.
Sit-lie laws are currently on the books in about 60 other cities across the country, including Seattle and Los Angeles. Some have been struck down in court as unconstitutional, with judges ruling the ban violates people's right to a protected activity, sitting down, or that it's cruel and unusual punishment. But unlike San Francisco's law, which covers the entire city, most cities apply the ban only to business districts or particular commercial corridors. That's one reason advocates for the poor are planning to challenge the new sit-lie law in hopes it will be overturned. Traveling musician Samuel Warber has seen how the sit-lie ban works in Santa Cruz, California.
I mean, I've been down there where people were sitting around and then the police would show up and you'd have to move, or people would start scattering because of the rule.
And where would they go?
I think there's benches, but most of the time people are just like rats. They just go somewhere else.